All right, Foxy from Foxy's Den on the line with us. How are things going today, bud?
Not bad. Not bad at all.
Sunny?
Wind blowing. Cold.
Yeah.
Which is slowing down the opener something fierce.
Last weekend, I didn't get any good reports except from the perch fishermen on Garden Bay. Did you hear anything about that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They're still a remnant population down there. They were picking them up on minnows primarily.
Hmm.
But there's very few people now that have minnows because it's very difficult to keep them alive when it starts to warm up, if it ever warms up.
Well, that's the good news, is looking at the forecast, the winds are supposed to die down. Slightly southerly flow looks like down in your neck of the woods, according to to NOAA anyway. And you know what? It's going to warm up. And I guess my question is, how much does it really need to warm up to turn things on? What's the water temps looking at right now?
Oh, it's got to get into the 50s. Right now they're at about 44,
okay.
44, 45 degrees off the fan pit. So that warm, usually when you get a south wind blowing, it'll blow that warm water into the head of the bay.
Okay.
That warms it up. Sometimes, quite frankly, quickly. You know, sometimes 4 or 5 degrees in a day, depending on the wind. But the wind has been just ferocious down here.
Hmm.
Sunday morning, it snowed 4 or 5 times. And in between that, it rained. One of the guys that comes up, he goes, "Foxy, I didn't see you on the bay today." I said, "Was it cold? Yeah. Was it blowing? Yeah. Was it snowing? Yeah." Said, "You need any other excuses?"
Yeah, why do you need to go out? You live there.
Exactly. Besides that, the fish don't bite. You know, I've been through this so many times that you got to get the right kind of wind in this bay. And the right wind is the west wind, southwest, or south wind.
Hmm.
In those directions. You're getting out of the east, out of the north, northeast, makes it very difficult. But we're going to go out tonight and see if we can't entice one of them big northern up here at the head of the bay and into hitting on whatever we throw at them. And hopefully, it'll be fun to get into one of those big muskies, but you know, that's a fish that takes a lot of hours of fishing before they bite.
Yeah.
So it's not the kind of thing you're going to go out, you know, you can catch probably 25 northern before you catch a muskie.
Are you going to be live bait fishing, or are you going to throw some lures at them?
No, we're just going to, I'm going to throw, I'll probably run 4 lines, I'll run 1 MEPS. And I'll run one big red and white daredevil, and then on the outside lines, we'll probably run a couple big grapplers.
Mm, okay.
Just basically to get the boat out, get the little engine running. You know, I haven't had it running yet since I fogged the cylinders last year. So just kind of, you know, getting the cobwebs out.
And when we return to this conversation with Foxy from Foxy's Den at Garden Corners, we're going to keep talking about fishing on Big Bay Tanoc, but switch over to the smallmouth. And also, talk more about the upcoming weather pattern and how that could affect the fishery. So stay tuned for part 2 in our next outdoor report right here on The Outdoor Show.